is fantastic that you know, several organizations on the English side and on the also on the French side, and all of us together we've come together with these grants from the federal government to help us be better managed organizations and to help us work together, to Rowan's point, to help us hopefully not work in silos going forward. So I'm feeling quite encouraged about the post-pandemic future for Black Montrealers and as well as on the English side and the French side, in that our organization should be getting stronger. And I want to urge all of our listeners and members of our community to be active in your community. Choose your organization. Obviously, Rowan and Svens have great things going on. Lots of other organizations are going. We can certainly use your help at Revive NCC. Find a way to get involved. We have every reason to work to build our community, to overcome the problems that we have. And we all know that our society is full of problems, but we need to remember that there are less obstacles to us in this society than there have ever been in the past.
Absolutely.
So we have every reason to go full speed forward in our efforts to correct the record, to correct the educational curriculum, to fight for greater social justice, to organize in these different spheres and to work together. And so
one
that's
things
where
that I look at towards. Now is, am I muted? Am I good? No?
Yes, I hear you.
You hear me? All right. So one of the things that we're looking at forward, and you're so right about that. I mean, a lot of work have been done at the community organizing level to break down barriers and remove obstacles. We can't lose sight of the fact that Canada is at a crossroads. North America is at a crossroads in terms of racial separation, in terms of people's, the ideological divide, some of which we're seeing playing itself out in Ottawa now. So we know that a lot of people are on the fence. So a lot of people who are standing on the street in Ottawa, they're there for their cause, but if they see Black people or if they see minorities, they tend to take a jab at them. So Black people remain at the front line of being ostracized, of being things. So it means that we as a community have to prepare ourselves to keep fighting that one battle. What are you guys seeing? How are we gonna consolidate our forces? How are we gonna stand united in fighting what can be an inevitable thing? We can't lose sight of the fact that we watch in the States and see what Donald Trump has done in terms of creating that divide, that them against us. And immigrants are always on the front lines. The people who organize the thing in Ottawa, they are ones who are, you know, they were right-wing extremists from Ottawa, from Alberta. So we can't lose sight of the fact that we don't want to make it too political, but at least Black folks have to be careful that we are always, in the crosshairs of people who hate, haters. So how do we prepare and how do we fight against that? Is there anything that we can do at our level? Go first, David.
Well, I would like to say, this is a marathon. This is a multi-generational effort where we're moving towards justice. And it's not going to be easy. There are going to be some rougher times than others, and there are going to be some turbulent times ahead, to be sure. But I think the best thing we can do is to, I'm speaking mostly to young people now, is to believe that you can occupy any role or any place or any job you want to, and find something that stirs passion in you and work hard at it, and to realize, to get involved in the community. I look at my colleagues in blue, the police, high-ranking police officers that are Black. I look at the fire department and people who are coming up. And when you look at the politicians in Montreal now that we have, all this new cohort of Black politicians, there's so much reason to have hope and to run forward, because we have, like one of these ads from the Olympics was saying, the only way is through. Well, we're going to have to go through this mess. And there will be pushback, as we seek to correct the curriculum and include accomplishments of people who are not white, this Eurocentric educational curriculum, which sort of, which, you know, just enrages me so much because it leaves all contributions of people of color out, and women are just left out of these stories. And so when we, as we modify these things over time with our influence, there will be pushback, and mm-hmm. that's going to be normal. But all we can do is train our doctors and our lawyers and our educators and our preachers and our community activists and keep on pushing and then go through the rough spots to get to the other side. But there's every reason to believe we can accomplish these things and certainly do the part that our generation has on you know, before us.
What do you see in your, Ruan? What do you see now at your level?
Well, first I'll say is one of the things we I encourage people to do is know that there's always another perspective, like just like the convoy. And I can boldly say it that even when the media wants us to think one thing, we have to be so mindful of that, because the same way they can look at a group of Black young men hanging out a park and say they're gang members and they have proof based on this, and they'll scramble to show a photo of them when our young Black men get killed by the police or they die, they'll show an image of them hanging out like this, but not take their grad picture. You know what I mean? Not take their yearbook picture of them being in school. And I can say this because with the Freedom Convoy, I know actually one of the leaders who's a Trinidadian. I know Christians. I've had people on the ground, and it's not the images that we see in the media. So it's very interesting that even within our community, it is the very perception that has us not wanting to work with the NCC, or there's a leader that did such and such to me. And that is what creates the silos and the division in everything. And I love this example because even with the whole vaxxed versus unvaxxed, how close we have gotten to that line of certain times in history where you can't come in, you're not welcome in this inn. I don't care if it's in ancient Egypt. I don't care if it's in certain front lines of certain camps, but we are doing the same thing where people are using the same verbiage. Well, it's a small sacrifice to pay, right? And a certain, and I remind us, it's like, okay, where is our humanity in all of this? And the same thing goes within our communities, within the BIPOC communities, that we have a lens of compassion. So when we see someone who may not be of our race or of our faith or of our same belief or opinions, we meet them where they're at. And that's how we will thrive as a community. And that's how all communities have thrived. We are in this North America where we learn what? We need to survive independently. But then if you go to Africa or Asia and these different places, they're using the language of we. It's not like I'm succeeding by myself. I can do battle by myself. This is why our people are suffering, taking their lives, because even when they need assistance, they will not say it, because we've trained and socialized our people that you can make it on your own. And none of us, whether first generation or, you know, you were an immigrant, when we came here, we had someone to give us a bed. Here, let me help you with this. And we thrive. We may have forgotten because we have big houses and we've moved out into the outskirts, right? We're in the suburbs, but we all started. My family started on Barclay. They were uptown. And we all had to do it together. So that is the only way we will thrive prior to the pandemic. That's how we thrive during the pandemic and after.
One of the things we got to be mindful of is the fact that in any big protest, like what we've seen in Ottawa, we're going to have a divergence of all different kinds of groups.
That's right.
So you might have some Christian groups, and you might have people who are from the BIPOC sector.
And you'll have the bad breeds. I'll say it right away.
We have to figure out. Here's what we got to figure out.
Yeah.
As Black, as immigrants, we have to figure out what's best for us and how we represent ourselves out there.
True.
And we have to figure out who's for us and who's against us, because historically we've been on the outside and historically we've been targets. What do you see in Sven?
Brother, I'm listening to I'm listening to David, I'm listening to Rowan, and to be quite honest with you, I get very frustrated. I get very, very frustrated, and I'll tell you why. Because first, I'm gonna come up with what I feel like is an obvious solution. I feel like the solution is, of course, coming together. I feel like it's two things that needs to happen at the same time. On the level of leaders and different influencers, we need to get everybody in the same room. Because the reason why the Black community, and you know, Dave can understand me very well on this, because born here, I spent 20 years in the States. pretty much. You get what I mean? So I have a field view of both communities. The reason why the Black community in Montreal is so weak yet so powerful is because it's divided. You have English on the English side. The people are more together. People in the English Black community might not agree with me, but I'm going to tell you now, you're more together. Because when you're West Indian, you're going to find a Bajan, Jamaican, Trinis, St. Lucian, all of them going to be chilling together. I have the perfect example here at Union United. You're not going to have people like, ah, I'm Bajan, I only chill with Bajans. You follow me? There'll be Bajan, Jamaican, Trini. Okay, so that's the English community, right? And then you have the Scotians, of course, right? And then people that just come in from the States or whatnot. Now, on the French side, principally you have Haitians, and then you have Africans. And then just in the French side, there's a big divide because the majority of Haitians chill with Haitians, and then the majority of Congolese chill with Congolese. Africans, they tend to do what Caribbean people do more. They tend to, you might see a lot of people that are Congolese from Côte d'Ivoire, the Ivory Coast, or whatever, because they connect. They have another type of connection. But I feel like we're divided by language, and then we're divided by our background. And this is one of the reasons why the Black community is not strong enough. When I talk to people like Charlene Hunt, and I hear about Montreal before, the original, the first Black people here that really came in as a community was the Black English community. Now, because of politics, when the Haitian community came in, that changed things around. You get what I mean? And I feel like we really need to get over, now, I don't feel like language separates us in a negative way, but it's just a barrier. I was talking, and you know, it's really funny. I was talking to one of my brothers here, that everyone here probably knows well. I was talking to Kim Ferguson this morning, and he's Jamaican Haitian. You follow me? And he said something that blew my mind. He said that bridges love distance. Mm-hmm. And we need to love the distance in between each other, but make that love so great that we create a bridge. Mm-hmm. The second thing that we got to do, that's on a leadership level, but on the smaller level and the side that frustrates me is the lack of mentoring that is taking place so we can have succession. And I feel like if every Black male, every Black woman would just take five, ideally 10, but let's say you just took five girls under your wing and you just gave them an hour a week. You have no idea what that hour a week would be. Earlier, just now, there was a kid around me there, mm-hmm. one of the kids that I'm mentoring. And I feel like we need to do more mentoring because right. when we're mentoring, we're planting trees for tomorrow.
Right. Absolutely.
A fool at 40 is a fool forever.
Absolutely.
Trying to think is, go ahead.
Yeah, no, I'm going to come back to you because I want to talk a little bit more about that. But I want to remind people that they are listening to CKUT 90.3 and it is still Stretches West Indian Rhythm. And it is just me, Egbert Gay, David Shelton, Rowan Blue River Higgins, and Spence Telemark. We're just having a call it a Black History Month conversation. Just call it a conversation about community building and community, looking at the community and kind of gauging it. So it is West Indian Rhythms and we are talking Black. So, you know, I want to talk a little bit, and Sven, I'm going to get back to you as we talk a little bit more about mentoring. But we one of the ways that our community is going to grow is through business and entrepreneurship. Right, we have to figure out how we're going to build and nurture, not just build businesses, because we have to nurture businesses. We have to make sure they survive. How are we going to do that going forward? What kind of responsibility? What do we do? I don't know. I try to support most Black people that I see, and I run a newspaper, so I try my best. tell me what to do, and you have all the answers, Ms.
Well,
you
already have the answer, and Sven was just speaking about that. It's really, truly passing on the baton. One of the frustrations I've seen, like I said, when I was mentoring boys for so many years, and even men, I was educating men on how to deal with a razor bump. I was teaching men how to tie ties. I'm not speaking about boys, men. And then I said, this is wild. I'm 30 something. And I do have a connection with a lot of boys. Maybe it's because I was very tomboyish. I don't know if I have a connection with them. But then I realized men were lacking the education on what to do when they even had certain medical surgery in certain parts of the body, which we won't say on air. And they didn't know what to do, but they didn't know who they can go to. So then I realized that in a certain, just looking at the environment, when I'm working in the schools, the majority of us as educators are female. Majority of the people in my classes when I was at Concordia and Vanny were women as well. And everywhere I went, when I go to church, it's mostly women. And then you realize who's in contact with these young boys. They're surrounded by a lot of women. Unless they had a coach or maybe a faith-based leader, I'm speaking about in our community, it was non-existent, right? So then I said, okay, this is why I started that mentorship program with the boys, the lineup, grooming for greatness, but let them hear it from men, because all they're hearing, everything is their mother saying, take off your hoodie, shave like so, cream your face, eyelid and elbow, right? And I feel that it's so much more richer. And Svens was there at the lineup. He was one of the people I selected to speak to them. It is so much more impactful. I said, I'm never doing this again. And I had, whether it's a Michael Smiths and Denberg Reed and Todd Smith and Stephen Hennessy, we brought men camping around boys. But I'll tell you this, just to show you before I get into the business. I'll tell you this. When I had the circle for men to teach the boys how to tie ties, you're not going to believe what happened. Men started walking away from the circle. Some of them were parents. I said, what you doing? And they're like, oh, I don't know how to tie a tie. I'm embarrassed. I said, well, get back in the circle. And it was boys who were teaching men. And you saw tears in these guys' eyes. And I said, here I'm thinking that they'll be able to educate them, but their wives are still tying their ties. Nothing wrong with that, homies. If you got a wife that's doing that's what I'm saying. You better keep her. But like for these young men to teach, do you know how they felt? That, hey, I taught a man something. And that's why that exchange is so important to let people know, getting to entrepreneurship.
Yes.
That we don't all know it. We need to connect. Mentorship is key. So if you're a promoter in Montreal for over 30 years and we have not passed on that baton to a young person and shepherded them, say, hey, let me teach you, homie. Let's go. Boom. This is how you take on the business. Barbershops, whatever we do, but we tend to get, again, not only siloed, but comfortable in our position, forgetting that we have to pass on the baton.
All right. Dave, talk a little bit about entrepreneurship, business support, passing on, mentoring. What the future should look like. We've tried, remember, we've had businesses in the past and we've tried to sustain them. But the future
Well, you know, I wish I was your business guy, but I'm not. But as a consumer, I tell you that I go way out of my way on a regular basis and do my very best to spend my money in our community because that's critically important. You know, we're hoping at the NCC to have a whole aspect of it dedicated to helping entrepreneurs develop their businesses and everything from advertising to technology to planning to financing and all that kind of stuff, because we sorely need that. So we're looking to fill that void once we get our programming up and going. Once again, you know, feel free, everyone who has experience in these things or social media or whatever you're good at, offer some of that in somewhat like what Svens was saying, offer some of that to a community organization. Mm-hmm. Offer, if you know, and those community organizations can then also help Black entrepreneurs and help develop entrepreneurship, and we grow. But the thing is, coming together to do a little volunteering brings us that proximity and helps bring our community together. You know, and I think that's critically important. I'm not a business person, but I can say, you know, collective economics, people didn't realize that, but Martin Luther King, Malcolm X, everybody going back and forth and all across the globe, collective economics is critical to having healthy institutions, whether it be tithing at the church, whether it be whatever your thing is. If we can pool our money and support people who have our interests at heart, we're ahead of the game. So whenever you can, go spend that dollar, with someone who cares about you.
Right. Sven, you're able to walk between French and English and English and French. You walk that walk really, really good. Is there a way that business and entrepreneurship can kind of bridge, can make that distance that you talk about, bridge love distances? Is there a way that we can get,
walk
that bridge over linguistically?
For sure. And while Brother Dave was talking, all I heard was the Negro Business Center. I was like, not only the community center, but the Negro Business Center at the same time. Like, that's another floor. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. But for sure. And I feel like that's actually some of the things that put us together when it comes to business. So I'll give you a perfect example on the basic level. You know, Rowan might be Jamaican. You know what
not
I mean?
Not might. She's hardcore Jamaican.
Hardcore. You know? She Jamaican, but maybe she wanted to try that Haitian rice. She wanted, because you know that Haitian rice is the best. I don't want no Jamaican people to start.
Sospa.
Want to try that sospa and that Haitian rice, that white rice. There you go. Business. Me having that service of introducing my culture. You following me actually closes that bridge. The music, all of these different things actually gets us to cross that bridge, whether it be linguistically, whether it be financially, our culture, and the richness of all of our different cultures help us to cross that bridge on a daily basis. Same way you eat Chinese food, or you might eat this, or you might that, you might bridge into giving that black dollar somewhere else. So now that's one thing, but I feel like we need to have, even on the business tip, all of these young kids, one of the reasons why, and I got to constantly go back there, all of these young people that we have in our community, I'll give you a perfect example. We did a t-shirt workshop, how to make your own t-shirt. These kids now, they're like, man, I want to make my own t-shirt, sell it in school. Now imagine if you keep exposing youth to different reference points of business, artistry, and all these different things, they realize they have options. And the majority of Black youth, they don't realize they have options because they don't see all of their options. Brother Dave was saying earlier that deviner qu'est-ce qu'on fait. He was talking about this event with the réseau, this network of Black people that work for the city to get people to realize there are options. You know, too often these negative entrepreneurs, we could say negative reference points of entrepreneurship exist. And if they are at another word that Brother Dave used, if they are closer in proximity than the woman that's baking cakes, you follow me, or the guy that's selling shirts, if I see that guy that's pushing dope or pimping or doing fraud, and they're in proximity, they're in my reach, and I'm just trying to get to success, well, I'm going to use that. And it's not even because I'm a bad person. It's just because I don't see any options.
Yeah. I want to move away from this a little bit, but Ron, how do we encourage the young people that you see every day? What's the best way to encourage them to see entrepreneurship as an option?
Definitely giving them the opportunity, exposing them. A lot of the times they can't believe, like Spence just said, that you can use a tool for something for them to monetize and make it realistic to them. They know it's not only available, wait, this is possible. So opening their eyes, I'll give you an example. A lot of the time there are many students who don't know what they want to do. They're uninspired. What's the sense of finishing high school, right? And when you plant them in an environment to say, okay, what do you like? I love planes. Okay. And I'll call someone, literally call Bombardier. I have no connections there. People think I have all these connections. I just make the phone call. Can this young person come and follow you for 1 hour, 10 hours? And they said, no problem. And plant them in these spaces that link to what they love, what brings them joy. So the kids who like to game, stay up all night, their parents are calling me. He doesn't want to go to school. He's an addict. I'm like, hey, what if you go to school and your mom allows you to get a job as a video game tester? Game changer. Right? Just giving them that opportunity to even use their hands. Sometimes it's like, hey, you want to make money? You can go around the block and shovel what? Oh, yeah. And just give them the blueprint to even just service of something they'd like to do, or just the fact that they want money and give them an opportunity to do it.
Right.
Egbert.
You know what? Again, CKUT, West Indian Rhythms, we are all connected and we are talking blackness. And, you know, it's true. We have to say thanks to Stretch for giving us this opportunity to talk about
it. Yes. Let me jump in there, Egbert. Can you hear me?
Yeah.
All right. We are coming up on the half an hour and this interesting discussion. We'll have to come to an end, but we will have to do this again, believe you me. So, no, because we need our young ones to hear what's happening in this city. All right?
It's
so
amazing.
We have 5 more minutes to go.
Yeah.
So
I wanna talk a little bit about, let's talk about culture and music, and let's try to see if that's a valid avenue of reaching young people. How can we use music and culture? Because we are coming from a rich culture. I mean, these two American guys over there, they, you know, we know what's going on with that culture. And you Jamaican people, you know, we know about that also. How can we pick all this culture, all this music and the art and the talk and the spoken word? How can we use that to influence and guide and uplift younger people? Let me start with you, Miss Rowan. You, Blue River. What's the deal here?
Well, I mean, there's the two things that I always say that people open up to and unite on is food and music, right? Mm-hmm. So bring the food too, they'll come faster. But giving people the opportunity to, as you see, I'm wearing a shirt that says, just some kids, you know, just some black kids collecting art. And it's not making art, because we know that very well, that in the black community, you'll hear our white counterparts say, you guys are so talented. You're always painting, you dance, you're triple threats. However, getting them to not just connect on that one concept of let's make art together as a collaboration, it's just so much better. Because when they're in there and they're trying to be a producer by themselves, they might just give up and say, you know what, I'm not good at this. And they throw away whatever instrument or tool, paintbrush that they have. But when we come together, even if they've never painted, creative literacy is my heart. Letting every person know that every child know that you are creative and they can get to know culture through exploring art. So I think it's very important that we expose them and have conversations about art and give them the opportunity to create.
Absolutely. Dave, you saw a lot of that growing up. I'm sure in Detroit, you know, you were in the heart of that creative thing. How can we take that and translate it to help our community grow?
Well, I want to take my hat off to Blue River and to Brother Svens for the work they do creatively. And I think, you know, this is odd because I'm old school. I'm an older dude. I was raised in the 60s and 70s. And so that old school music is what I love. But I have to take my hat off to the poetry and the power of the just the sheer tons of writing created by these hip hop generation and spoken word people who express themselves, you know, so vividly and work so hard to create these lyrics. So I think, you know, Rowan is probably the best one to speak to it, but I mean, let your heart speak. I come from a visual arts community in Detroit, powerful black visual arts community. And so, you know, our art, our ability, our ability to express, you know, our intellect and our perceptions of the world and to sort of transcend the oppression has often been via our art forms. Right. And so for everyone who's an artist at heart, but don't deny that. Do your art.
Sven, you have a minute, and I know you've been using your art and your music and your spoken word as a vehicle. Talk a little bit about it. You have a minute to talk a little bit about it.
I'd say art is our heartbeat. I want to go back to this again. And I also want to say kudos to Brother Dave Shelton, who has actually come by to help at the mentoring group to show kids what a fire chief looks like. A battalion chief, sorry. I'll put more respect on that name. You know, but, you know, art, the heartbeat of a community is through music. The heartbeat of a community is through the arts. When we look at the Harlem Renaissance, when we look at Little Burgundy thriving through jazz and the the time of Rufus Rockhead and the Rockhead's Paradise, and we look at all of that. This is us expressing our highs and our lows. And still to this day, you know, we are using music as a way to express our highs and our lows. I would say we need to remember mutual funds. That's how I want to close. Whenever someone invests in mutual funds, right, you know you're not going to make your money right away. On average, and I'm not a big finance person, but on average, your mutual funds, you don't want to touch for about 7 years. About 7 years, you should be good. When it comes to our youth, we need to invest in art in every single form. We need to invest in sports. We need to invest in self-defense. We need to treat children like mutual funds. We don't know which fund is going to actually pay out. Invest as much as possible, diversify our investment, and expose them to as much positive reference points that look like them, that are accessible. And guess what? 7 years from now, maybe piano wasn't his thing or her thing. But just because you exposed it to somebody like Egbert Gay, that person is like, you know what? I want to start the new, you know, I want to take the community contact and make it a YouTube channel.
Yeah. It's, you know what? It's a nice circle to come to as we look back and we think about, you know, Oliver Jones and Oscar Peterson down in Little Burgundy. And today we have the guy who might have written one of the best songs of empowerment, Oscar Peterson, the Hymn to Freedom. You know, you listen to that and you look back to where that was born. That struggle down in Little Burgundy, that thing, that community that was coming alive at that time. And a guy went on and he put down those notes to him to freedom. And it became an anthem for struggles for Martin Luther King, Malcolm X, united the struggle. Guy from Little Burgundy. Amazing. So when you talk about that mutual fund investment, that's what Union United Church did with Oscar Peterson and Negro and the Negro Community Center, Daisy Sweeney. That's what they did. They invested. Invested in our young people. They invested in the community and they build a whole wide world of music. Let me thank you guys. It was amazing just listening, just being in the presence of greatness. Dave Shelton, retired fire chief, young looking guy, Blue River. Huh? Blue River, she's been like, you know, my little sister for the longest, you know, the longest while. She's my little sister, still looking amazing. And Spen, you are very inspirational in what you do, the spiritual leadership that you continue to offer down in Little Burgundy. I want to thank all you guys. I want to thank Stretch also for giving us this opportunity. And looking forward to speaking with you guys again one more time at, you know, Keep the topics rolling. Thanks a lot, CKUT 90.3 FM. Thanks a lot, Stretch.
Anytime, all the best to you. Anytime. You all three will have to come back with Mr. Egbert Gay as your moderator because I still haven't finished getting everything out of all of you brains. I'm hearing some things there. I don't know when you're going to put them back together, March maybe. You know, when the winter is still a little bit cold, but there's much more to be said and learned. And I thank you all because, you know, sometimes I'm in this community, but since this thing here, I do not trespass outside my house unless it's into a Super C. And even then I go to Super C, I'm stressed. But, you know, there's nothing more for me to say because I'm learning, just listening to these young folks. And it's a pleasure meeting the fire chief. I've heard so much about you all along all these years. Never had the pleasure of meeting you personally, but I got you on the Zoom. You ain't going no place. So on behalf of Drew and myself and the rest of the CKUT staff, because this is what this radio program is all about. It's community. It's not just the music, it's community. And I like that young man, what he had to say about the bank. Yes, you invest in these kids. and 7 years down the line, you'll collect. Because I saw that in my country. Growing up in Jamaica, I was into a lot of sports, and I over the years, I've seen a lot of kids, like you mentioned, some kids may not like the piano. But one of the best bass players that I know, he just died the other day, last couple of weeks. This is how he started. He hated bass guitar. But his brother said, no, you're going to learn. And he became Jamaica's best, Robbie Shakespeare.
Mm.
Yes. So I want to thank you. I'm going to go please the other side of the listenership now, because they want to hear their soca music. They want to whine while they stir the pot, they say. So I must say thank you on behalf of the CKUT West Indian Rhythm Crew. And this is why we're here. Egbert, going to bring you guys back, I promise you. All right? So take
care. Thank you, Stretch. Thank you, Drew. Blessings.
Thank you, everyone. Thank you so much, Stretch.
All right, for those of you from Jamaica who are not familiar with, and no, I'm only kidding, soca music for the Soca Massive, of course.
90.3 FM, that's West us. Indian Rhythms, 90.3 FM.
Take care.
Oh, na, 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 yeah, Danivalo, Danivalo, baby, oh, na, na,
put me on, I bleed. What I need, sweetest memories are with you. Let me have my way now, my way now. And if I you know that I'm in love with you.
And the mix is when the trucks are to DJ Nicholas.
Costumes are to show up. Girls come back in it up with no behavior. And we like it like that. When the trucks are to move up. Costumes are to show up. Girls come back in it up with joy again. My dude, we bad. No way missing the party. No way missing the party. No way missing the party. And no one can take a never can wait. No way missing the party. No way missing the party. No way missing the party, not again. They try to separate me. They say you're not good for me. What I'm doing is still a whole and great. There's no the party can done. When it's job in the morning, when your life are coming. But I just want to feel your joy again. No way missing the party. No way missing the party. No way missing the party. And no one can take an animal from me. No way missing the party. No way missing the party, no way missing the party, not again. When the trucks are to move up, and costumes are to show up, girls come back in it up with no behavior, and we like it like that. When the trucks are to move up, and costumes are to show up, girls come back in it up with joy again.
Long time, since we
have
a shop party, since we are winding up a party.
90.3 FM, West Indian Rhythms, 90.3 FM.
Since we are mashup a party, since we are whining a party, since we are drinking a fat long time. Since we are mashup a party, since we are whining a party, next party we reach well, everything mash up, mash up. Everything mash up, mash up. We behaving bad, bad, bad. We getting on bad, bad, bad. Everything mash up, mash up. Everything mash up, mash up. We behaving bad, bad, bad. We getting on bad, bad, bad. Ain't nobody could stop we. All we need is a stage. Come out to play with mass and cross back and all I'm just feeling. We daily motto is happy, so nobody can make we sad. And ain't nobody could stop we from waving up with national flag. Since we are mash up a party, since we are whining a party, since we are drinking a fat long time. Since we are mash up a party, since we are whining a party, this party will destroy everything.
West Indian Rhythms, 90.3 FM. 3 FM, West Indian Rhythms, 90.3 FM.
Alongside, Creed Cool, Head up. I want you. Roll it like a taboo, then beat it like a man. Roll it like a taboo, then beat it like a man. I want you. Roll it like a taboo, then beat it like a man. Roll it like a taboo, then you beat it like a man. I want you wine and shake your bum bum.
With boss, but thoughts on the hunter, take back the couch.
She feels she too nice. She don't link with man, we don't drive.
Come down from there, baby. Come down from there, baby. Take me to pay that price. Them, they're wrong, they not nice. Come down from there, baby. Come down from there, baby. I just want to warn you before you're mixing with the concern you. You walk voodoo just to thief people, man. Now the people, man, them, you wire. On the IG post, you look nice. A million followers, a million. 5 billion long tongue ring, one tongue, yelling. Every song on your cowboy rise. She feels she too nice. Nice. She don't link with man with
5 to 10.
Come down from there, baby. Come down from there, baby. Take me jump with that.
5 to 10.
Them girl wrong, they not nice. Come down from there, baby. Come down from there, baby. I need you to come down. Come down. Them girl who feel like the best and like to impress and body look run down. I'm always out in a zest looking for man with chain on the neck.
5,
some
10,
of them stitch, they don't
20,
want to flex.
Times
stand up like
that,
man,
he killing
in the fact.
Times a week, she said that's not plenty. 5, 10, 15, 20. Times a week, she said that's not healthy. 5, 10, 15, 20.
More. She said, me love what? Me love what too much? Mount up till it bubble.
Me love what? Me love what too much? She said, oh, what you being so rough?
Me love what? Me love what too much? Mount up till it bubble bust.
Me love what? Me love what too much?
Heads are tails, our tails are head. Right punk like it's a sled.
Rear punk like bed.
Hail up, lick up like
how are you?
Sit pun like the off the bench. She sit pun like the bench.
Brace pun down, whip on the edge.
She love right and she love
how are you?
Push man, push it up.
DJ Nicholas,
give me what?
How are you?
Push
man. Bamboo, girl. Push back baby, push back on the bamboo baby, push back on the bamboo, 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 bamboo. Push back.
90.3 FM. West Indian Rhythm, 90.3 FM.
Minutes of the hour, 6 o'clock. Coming in at 6:15, I'll be talking to our next young man, Vibe Time, who is doing wonders with his money shows. So we're gonna touch on him a little bit. Wanna acknowledge that it was drawn to my attention this week that my DJ Nicholas has been here 15 years. but me not ready for talk about him yet. So, what he's been doing to me, beating me up. No, I'm only kidding. 15 years we've been together. DJ Nicholas and myself. Had some great DJs, but they all moved on. So I'm going to see if I get some time next week, because I'm absorbing all the music time with everything for the Black History Month. We like to dance, but we should also acknowledge. Egbert Gay had a wonderful, wonderful crew just talking. You should download it. Go to the archives and upload it and listen. You may learn something, because I did. Yes.
90.3 FM.
Here we go, taking us up to 6 o'clock.
90.3 FM.
That's us.
I didn't have to pay. Then she gave me something and then me swallow fever run right away. One injection in my midsection, I didn't have to pay. Then she gave me something and then me swallow fever run right away. When you're coming back, Santa, when you're coming to give me a medicine. Harry, I got two men to stop the treatment, give you air in your body.
Who me? I don't watch people things. I's a queen. I have my own king. And some of them just friend. I fight the battle and Jah give me health and strength. No, it's we. That can't be English, that has to be French. I some of them that stop the most, like they know it all. But if the ground water slip and I fall, it's not so light. Drink water and mind my business. Drink water and mind my business. Drink water and mind my business. Drink water and mind my business.
All eyes on you. Wine and hold it. Twist your waist like wine and fold it. Bubble and roll it. Them girl, them not like you. And roll it, twist your waist like twine and fold it, bubble and hold it. My girl, just show off yourself. Good on and good on and good on and bend. Good on and good on and good on and bend. Jump on a stranger, wine on a friend. Good on and good on and. Good on and good on and good on and bend. Good on and good on and good on and bend. Jump on a stranger, wine on a friend. Good on and good on and. Kick them shoes off, dunk on the ground, knees bruise off. Bashment them, girl, you is a boss. Me artist friend, and you are one of the parties them. So yeah, you tick 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 and burn, tick 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 and burn, tick 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 and burn. All eyes on you. We got the wine and hold it, twist your waist like wine and fold it, bubble and roll it. Them girl them not like you.
We got the angel and the ladies, the Brooklyn ladies, all the ladies in the six. Here they go. They think on Jack this rappy, how you gonna stomach the girls get happy? Go on again, yo, yo. Shoot. This girl is action, light, camera. She with it, six. Out to the overlay hitting, six. She think, fat, whoa, bubble on my lap. No, gear up, don't pop, don't. She want a new man, she man pop, don't. I ready when you ready, feels pretty cold. 30, I got something for your belly.
Lift it up and send it back down. Bumper up and you put your fist down. She from country, but she just come tongue. Your thing fat and you know my thing long, caught on song. So awesome when you smell me down. Stoop down and make your chicks spin, bong. Stoop down and make this thing
red. Action, lights, camera, she with it, six. Out to the overlay, hit it, table. She think, fuck, whoa, bubble on my lap. No, gear up, your back, get down. She wants a new man, she man, pop, down. I ready when you're ready, for it's pretty cold. 30 eggs, I'm for you, baby, that loving like spaghetti.
Your back got trim by the thing.
Trouble,
just watch how we cause the trouble.
Trouble,
trouble.
Everybody bagging bottles.
Bottles.
Well, after we causing trouble.
Trouble.
Somebody give me room to mash up this place. Front to the back to jump up and wait. Whole place shell is madness in here. Bring everything way up in here. Show them how they, show them how they. Front to the back to jump up and wait. Whole place shell is madness in here. Bring everything way up in here. Show them how they. Look, they won't be already. They go push we out, Lord. Tight up, brother. Light up, boy. This is not kind of shopping, this is not allowed, Lord, Lord. Light up, brother. Light up, boy. Oh, if they know what good for them, they go listen. So we kind of music and rhythm. Look, people all up in for it. Shouting this time with them missing. So fancy rum, rum, ice, ice. You bless all human advice. Well, I going home, lash out tonight. Because we out and party, people better. We causing trouble.
Trouble, trouble.
Just watch how we causing trouble.
Trouble.
Everybody bagging bottles.
Bottles, bottles.
Well, after we causing trouble.
Trouble.
Somebody give me room to mash up this place. Front to the back to jump up and wait. Whole place shell is madness in here. Bring everything way up in here. Show them how they, show them how they. Front to the back to jump up and wait. Whole place shell is madness in here. Bring everything way up in here. Show them how they.
If we don't behave, then they could stop the fest, Lord. Right up, brother. Right up, boy.
This is not kind of my list, they just got some blood, blood, blood.
Light up, brother. Light up, boy.
Well, who don't want to believe, then don't believe it. When the rhythm play, we just feel it. Inside the past, spiritual being, make we express the way that we feel it. So far, zero, rum, rum, ice, ice. You bless the woman and bite. Tomorrow, we gon' forget tonight. Because we ain't done body, the people better. We causing trouble.
Trouble, trouble.
Just for sure, we causing trouble.
Trouble, trouble.
To everyone there listening to me, I am Slinger T. DeFrancisco. I want to set the record straight. There's nothing wrong with me. I'm alive and well, as strong as ever and feeling good. And anyone wanting to know, I talk to my fans and I tell them, yes, yes, I am the supreme serenading calypso king in the world, the mighty sparrow. There's nothing wrong with me. I'm ready for action. So, rumors about my passing is completely false. And people who saying that should be ashamed of themselves, but I know nowadays, those who doing that don't have no shame. I don't think that they really want to hurt me, but they're listening to idle gossip, and next thing you know, they get carried away. So, folks, if you're listening good, don't take them on. It's good to know they're concerned. But, folks, you're listening to the Supreme Serenita. Dr. Cecilia Francisco, know what I'm talking about? Keep the action going. So we should open some champagne and celebrate, you know? Sing a song on that, buddy. Thank you, thank you. Bye-bye.
For the next 15 minutes, some smooth reggae. Vibe time.